Hello, it's the 28th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Wixom's Academy has written to parents and students to inform them that it will not be going ahead with its sixth form. The Academy is part of the Bedford College Academies Trust and opened in 2017 with plans to launch its sixth form next year. They plan to open to accommodate the first pupils who join the Academy in Year 7 in 2017. Parents and students say they feel betrayed by the Academy and the Trust for backtracking as people were making life plans around continuing education on the site. Many people now have to consider other options and make alternative arrangements. The Academy has been taking on more and more pupils and increasing the size of its classes since it opened, and this meant there is no physical space in the building for the sixth form. The Trust strangely blamed the pressure of the COVID as the reason they could not open the sixth form. The Bedford Enthusiasts Club celebrated the 90th anniversary of the iconic Bedford trucks with a motorcade to Millbrook. Event organiser Carl Lemon said, "Millbrook played a major part in the development of Bedford trucks after its opening in 1970, so it was the perfect location for the conclusion of our event. Check the show notes for pictures." Bedfordshire-based hospitality company Whitbread expects a huge surge in demand as the summer hots up. The company, which also owns Premier Inn Hotel Chain and the Beefeater and Brewers Fair Restaurant, predicts a significant bounce in leisure demand throughout the UK as people get back to normal. Industry analysts have predicted, with the economic benefits of Brexit, the hospitality sector will see a boon in business. Whitbread employs thousands of staff in Bedfordshire and throughout the UK. Bedford Hospital and Luton Hospital have received nearly 30,000 teddy bears to help comfort sick children. The Teddies for Loving Care were donated by local Freemason Lodge and can be used to explain medical procedures to children as well as comfort them during their stay. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.